going to be lighting more and more candles so that we might see, recognize, witness, feel in our own hearts the presence of more light, the presence of Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. So I'll ask for your patience and maybe for a little bit of lighthearted love as I stumble around trying to light the candles. You'll do that, won't you? No. There's one person who will not. But I invite you to open your heart, your mind, your body. Turn your hearts to the one who is our creator, to the one who has created each of us as a little baby, to be who it is we are now. I invite you to turn your heart, mind, and call one another to worship this evening. There are words printed in your bulletin, and we can share them together responsibly. Oh, beloved, rejoice. Rejoice, for God is with us, Emmanuel. In the darkness of our world shines God's holy light. Now there is reason to hope, to love, to laugh, to live. God is truly with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. And I invite you to join in singing our carol, Break Forth, O Beauteous Heavenly Light. And as you feel comfortable, you may stay seated. Is that okay?
Thank you.
I invite you to continue in a spirit of prayer. There are words printed in our bulletin. We can share them together, saying, Gracious God, with joy and thanksgiving, we gather as your people. We have come to hear again the timeless story of Christ's birth. In the excitement of this night, quiet our hearts, that we may know the peace and fullness of this holy time. Shine, O light, in the darkness of our world. Sing, O angels, in the stillness of our hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. This we pray in the name of the Child of Bethlehem. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests on his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. God will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. I invite you to reply, saying, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Emmanuel. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets. Look, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Thank you.
Preparations for the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And you can sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem," number 230.
Thank you.
While they were there, the time came for Mary to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. shepherds find the baby Jesus. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. We sing, "What Child Is This?" Least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people? Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. There, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. I invite you to grow in wisdom, to follow Jesus, to give gifts to people who need them, to give of yourself so that you might learn how to be a generous person, that you might be a person who is guided by joy, by peace, by love, hope, and justice. I invite you to give and receive, and give and receive, and give and receive. And sing, or listen to Gotama. Rise as you are able, in body or in spirit. We join to sing Joy to the World in our hardcover book on the screen. This is one of my favorites. So we pray and we confess our sins, knowing and being rooted and grounded in God's great love. We also know that we are part of systems of oppression, that we are also complicit. So we confess and continue to live and love and grow. Will you join with me in a spirit of prayer? There are words that if you feel comfortable, you can share. We can pray together. Say, Holy One, we We confess that often we find darkness more comfortable than light. We confess that we find your good news frightening and unsettling, especially when we consider its demands on us. We confess that Christmas has become more to us than the birthday of the Christ, partly because we do not want a Christ child in our lives or in our world. We kind of want things to stay the same. Forgive us. Give us the courage to be your people of love, hope, justice, joy. Be born again in our world. Be born again into our hearts and lives. Guide us on the paths that lead to peace. Beloved, God loves you, and God knows you, and God is present with us now, blessing our broken lives, holding us together in communion, holding out to us tonight and tomorrow and forever, the dream of who we could be as people on this planet. So I invite you to share communion this evening as we remember the birth of the baby Jesus. We remember the life of Jesus, who offers us the power of God, the power of Christ, who is delighted to dwell in us. If you have never shared communion before, if you've never been in this room before, if you have been here 100 times, you've been here for years, you are all welcome here. Present among us are the spirits of the shepherds, the spirits of migrant immigrants coming to a new town, a new space. This is the story, this is the way that God tells it. God tells the story of love, offers the story of salvation through each of us, and makes room for each of us around this table. Whoever you are, wherever you come from, wherever you are in the spectrum of human experience, you are welcome here. So draw near to the source of our light. Be strengthened by the light and life of Jesus Christ, the Holy One in the flesh. For us, Jesus Christ is the face of God. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And so we pray prayers of thanksgiving, saying, O God of all goodness, thank you for love made flesh among us. Thank you for the birth of Jesus, for his birth within the least among the least, in poverty among the poor. In vulnerability and need, you have placed your life in the midst of the most powerless, challenging the powerful and the proud, and overcoming the divisions that oppress and enslave us. With thanksgiving, we remember all who have responded to your will throughout our history. We remember those who offered their lives to make incarnate the the purpose and the power of your justice and joy. For us and for all who struggle and suffer for freedom and peace, for us, Jesus took bread and wine and shared them, saying, "This is my body, broken for all who are broken." Saying, "This is my blood, shed for all who bleed." So we celebrate Jesus' birth and give thanks for his life, his death on the cross, and his resurrection. And there are words that we can share together, saying, as we remember how you came to live among us in the flesh, and as we celebrate that moment long ago, which lives forever in the hearts of those who believe, and as we long for your fullness in our lives, that we too might in flesh the goodness and love of Christ in our day, we ask that you would bless us, your church, to be food for the hungry and hope for those who are lost and alone, a living testament of Christ's faithfulness to you. May all who drink of your spirit receive new life to give those in our world who are thirsty for meaning and belonging. Pour out your spirit upon us, your people. Continue in our lives in the mystery of Christmas. Let your Son become flesh in us, so that he may reveal to you, to our world, all the days of our lives. Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. And we can share communion. I'd love it if somebody would come with me and help so I can hold the bread and somebody can hold the juice. We have bread and juice. And as you come forward as you feel comfortable, as you feel guided. You can take a piece of bread and dip it in the juice. And then you can eat it. It's delicious. I can smell it. And after you receive the gifts of bread and juice, if you want to, you can kneel at the rail. And when you're ready, then you can go back to your seat. I'll give you the juice, okay? Come on. Come in.
Thank you.
Printed in our bulletin, and we can pray them together, saying, "We are filled with joy, for we have heard good news of great joy. We are filled with love, for we have tasted the sign of God's great love. We are filled with hope, for we can recognize God's light." May it be so for us today and tomorrow and in the days to come. I bet you thought you were going to get out of having a sermon, didn't you? But I'll take a moment. I don't know how it is for you, but for me, Christmas is kind of weird. As I've gotten older, I don't know if it's because I'm a pastor or if it's because I just got older. And I can remember what it was like to celebrate Christmas as a kid. I was beyond excited and pumped to open Christmas presents, and I could not wait to celebrate. Probably it was mostly the presents, but I'll look back on it now and feel very pious, but I'm pretty sure it was the presents. And now, I can go for a whole season of Advent and not think about it. I did not put up a Christmas tree this year. I think that's the first time I've ever done that. Maybe it's because, maybe it is because I'm older or a little jaded. But it's hard. As we were talking at dinner tonight, it's heartbreaking also to be alive on this planet at this time. To realize and remember and to hear again the stories of our inhumanity to one another, our inhumanity to other humans, and our seemingly endless desire to destroy and develop and manipulate the earth on which we live, our seeming unending willingness to destroy one another for profit, for money. It breaks my heart, and sometimes I just don't want to celebrate Christmas. But then this moment comes. You know what this moment is? Do you know what this moment is? This is my favorite moment of the whole year. Do you all have your little candles? Do you? You do! This is the moment where I literally get to share the Christ light with you. Maybe this is something that I try to do all of the days of the year, but today I get to light your candle. So you have your, I light your candle, and then you light the candle of the person sitting next to you. Can you do that? And if they're sitting by themselves, I'll light your candle. Take a moment. Don't look at me, look around. This is my favorite moment because you get to see what I see every day. I'm guessing maybe you have glimpses of this too. The light of each person you encounter. Some lights are more bright than others. Some lights are little wavering little flickers. And some are bold. And we're going to sing Silent Night. And I'm going to cry. I always do. And I'm going to believe again that peace on earth is possible and that we will stop, that we will light candles in the night, and we will no longer learn war anymore.
Thank you.
You are so beautiful in this light. Wouldn't it be lovely to stay here? I'm kidding. You can't stay here. No, you can't stay here. You have to leave. But take this light with you. Christ is born and lives and is delighted to dwell in your heart. May it be so. May there be peace on earth. Merry, merry, merry Christmas. If you want to, I invite you to wish each other a Merry Christmas as you leave this place. If you want to, you can take your candle, especially these little skinny ones. If you want to take your little skinny candle with you, you can do that. Merry Christmas. Go in peace. Amen.
Thank you.